Monday, Yehias.
Sonny, I understand some big football bands kick off your sports report.
Yehias, the Ethics Committee of World Football's governing body, FIFA, has given eight-year bans to two of the most powerful men in the sport, embattled presidents Sepp Blatter and Frenchman Michel Platini. Lisa Schlein reports for the Voice of America from Geneva.
FIFA President Sepp Blatter was in a combative mood when he faced journalists shortly after he received word of his suspension by the Ethics Committee.
I'm sorry that I am, as president of FIFA, this punching ball, and I'm sorry for football. I regret that I'm this punching ball there. I regret for my organization that I have served with heart and conscience during 41 years, but specifically I regret, and I'm there for all the members, the team members working in FIFA.
FIFA's Ethics Committee found Blatter and UEFA President Michel Platini guilty of ethics code breaches regarding an unauthorized payment of $2 million by the president of FIFA to Platini. Swiss prosecutors are conducting a criminal investigation into these allegedly illegal payments. Both men deny wrongdoing. Blatter says he thought he had convinced the panel of the tribunal that the FIFA payment to Platini was legitimate. He says the tribunal has accused him and Platini of lying, but it has proven nothing.
But something what is not true cannot be proven. And if it cannot be proven, cannot be guilty. I am now suspended 8 years. Suspended 8 years. But I will fight. I will fight for me and I will fight for FIFA.
Blatter says he will take his case to the FIFA Appeals Committee and the Court of Arbitration for Sport. Blatter has been FIFA president since 1998. He is supposed to step down on February 26th. If the eight-year suspension holds, Blatter notes he will not even be allowed to attend the Congress. Platini has been widely tipped as the new FIFA chief, but this long-held ambition is likely to be derailed if his suspension is not lifted and he's not cleared of all charges. FIFA has been mired in scandal since May when 14 FIFA officials were arrested in Zurich and charged in the United States with nearly 50 counts of corruption, including racketeering, wire fraud, and money laundering. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
They're playing basketball. We love that basketball.
This evening, we take a look at a few of the basketball highlights from 2015. The defending NBA champion Golden State Warriors began the season in record-setting fashion. They won their first 24 games without a loss, the best start in league history. Right now, the Warriors, led by sharpshooting guard Stephen Curry, have a record of 27 wins and one loss, by far the best record in the NBA. In this sunny side of sports highlight for 2015, I go back to June and give kudos to the Warriors for beating LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers in the NBA Finals. Here's a sunny side of sports salute to the Golden State Warriors, who won their first National Basketball Association championship in 40 years. The Warriors scored a 105-97 road victory over the Cleveland Cavaliers to win the NBA Finals 4-2. League MVP Stephen Curry scored 25 points for the Warriors, a total matched by teammate Andre Iguodala. The 31-year-old Iguodala, whose father is Nigerian, was named the most valuable player of the NBA Finals. Golden State's head coach is Steve Kerr, who won 5 NBA titles as a player and now his first as a coach. Kerr began his post-game news conference with praise for the Cavaliers.
Congratulations to Cleveland, to Coach Blatt, who did a fantastic job. You think about the injuries they had, two of their top three players going down. And for them to have the season that they had and to get to the finals and to compete at the highest level and to have us on the ropes, it's an amazing job. And obviously LeBron is just an incredible player. So congrats to the Cavs. We were fortunate in a lot of ways this year. Maybe number one was health. To win a title, there's obviously a lot of work, but a lot of luck as well. And we had a lot of luck on our side this year, and our guys took advantage of it, and they were fantastic. But, man, what a night.
As Coach Kerr said, LeBron James is an incredible basketball player. He averaged almost 36 points, 13 rebounds, and 9 assists each game during the NBA Finals. But it was not enough for Cleveland to win its first NBA title. One of the key players for the Warriors in their title-clinching victory was forward Draymond Green, who had a team-high 11 rebounds and 10 assists. Green says the club's savior in the NBA Finals, though, was Andre Iguodala.
Andre is that guy that we all look to when everything going bad. I mean, whether it's him taking a backseat and letting Harrison start, you know, and not mumbling a word about coach's decision all year. And then coming in, he was great the entire series, not just when he started starting. He was great the entire series, but he saved this season for us. I always say Andre's a pro's pro. He's a professional guy, and it showed, and that's why he's the MVP of this series, and that's why we're champions.
That's Draymond Green of the Golden State Warriors, the 2015 NBA champions. I'm VOA Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Now let's go to Juba, the capital of South Sudan, for another basketball highlight this year. It's where the inaugural Manute Bol Memorial Basketball Tournament was played. In another Sunny Side of Sports highlight for 2015, let's listen in again to this report by Magumi Davis Wakaringe in Juba.
The theme of the Manute Bol tournament is Sports Unite Us. The event features South Sudan's four leading teams, Malakia Basketball, the National Engineering Sports Club, Black Stars Basketball Club, and Imlatalata Basketball Club. Nicola Bol is Manute Bol's cousin. He played on Sudan's national basketball team between 1968 and 1988. He says he hopes this inaugural sporting event in memory of his famous NBA player will give South Sudanese a brief respite from conflict.
We need our people to wipe their eyes from tears and to be happy for one day or two, for this whole week to be together. And we hope that this will make bridge among the, and we bridge the boundaries between the tribes and sectionalism and all things that divide us from each other.
Nicola Bol says the important life lessons take away from what happens on a basketball court.
If somebody aggresses you, you try to forgive him. And that is how it is. In basketball, if you get an elbow and you got an apology from your teammate or your colleague, you say, sorry, no problem. We go ahead.
27-year-old Abraham Salva Mathok plays for the Black Stars. His team defeated Nimnatalata by a score of 68-45 in the first game of the tournament. But Mathok says there is more to the tournament than winning or losing a game of basketball.
This tournament is truly a positive thing and it contributes to our nation's unity. So I'm actually proud to be a part of it. Then it can actually contribute to our unity. Yeah, Manute Bol was a great man, and he's definitely done a lot for our people. So us as the youth coming together and doing something for Manute Bol to recognize his accomplishments is our small way of showing that this man is truly a great man.
Bol played in the NBA for 10 years, from 1985 to 1995, for the former Washington Bullets, now known as the Wizards, the Philadelphia 76ers, the Miami Heat, and the newly crowned NBA champions, the Golden State Warriors.
Nice one from Kellerman. Nice score from Kellerman.
Ayel Marwal Lake, who goes by the name Awilo, was chosen as the most valuable player for scoring 14 points for Nimlatalata. 25-year-old Lake says Manute Bol was the inspiration when he started playing basketball at age 12. Today he hopes to inspire other children to take up the sport and excel at it.
I wish every kid to enjoy basketball, to play, and we need South Sudan people in peace, people to come to the sport and play basketball, and we need to compete in every tournament in the world. For me, I wish, and I'll be working really hard to be best player in the world.
Robert Ladu Benjamin is chairman of the South Sudan Basketball Association. He says that 5 years after Ball died, at the age of 47, the 7'7" basketball star continues to inspire many South Sudanese.
So he's a symbol that person, whether from the town or countryside, could make it if he's determined.
Manut Ball is remembered not only for his skills on the basketball court, but also for the charitable work he did for the people of South Sudan. To acknowledge his contribution, USAID and other partners helped construct a basketball court in the remote village of Turarey, where Ball was born. Event organizers say they are already planning for future Manute Ball tournaments and will invite teams from neighboring countries and some of Ball's former NBA teammates to take part in them. VOA. For VOA News, I am Mugume, Davis Ruakarinj in Juba.
This is Dikeme Mutombo. I am from Africa. Malaria kills thousands of children every day. Don't let your child be one of them. Make sure they sleep under a treated mosquito net. Beating malaria is like winning at basketball. You need to get to the net.
You need to get to the net. Thanks to Dikembe. Dikembe Mutombo also gets a sunny side of sports basketball highlight for 2015. In September, the Congolese giant